What's up, folks? Welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I'm joined with Colin Plume. I guess you're the founder of Noble Gold, correct, Colin?
I am, yep, founder, day-to-day operator. Used to be when we started every job at the company, and we've expanded since then and sold a few billion dollars in gold and silver over the last few years.
Well, I got to tell you this. Everyone I talk to, everyone on my audience knows. With most guests that I bring on, I would say 95% of them and above say get gold and silver. That's how serious of a time we're coming into. The economic problems that we're getting ready to, that we are in right now, by the way, are getting ready to get a lot worse. Look no further than the ports that are going to be going on strike tomorrow. There's a lot of things happening that's just furthering the damage of this economic catastrophe, you know. And so when I bring people like you on, it really brings some I guess sobriety to to what we are dealing with. It's almost like it's here. It's go time. You got to invest in something you can count on, correct?
Yeah, it's all about assets. I think that's what people are realizing more and more, that you have to have, something tangible, something that has a limited supply, something that you can use. You look at central bank buying of gold this year, just tremendous amounts of tons and tons of gold. And it's interesting because, you look at a central bank and they can buy anything. They can buy any asset that they want. Why are they continuing to buy gold even at the price it is today, which is the most common question we get, why should I buy today? And it's like, well, for a central bank, what they're looking to do is they want to use it either to leverage or to protect their assets and also their currency. So you have a situation right now with Argentina, for instance. They're shipping a lot of their gold to London right now. And the reason they're doing that is that they want to use the gold that they own to barter against and to borrow money against. And that's a big thing that central banks do, is they use it to bar. It's the perfect collateral for any country that's looking to do that. And so Argentina, as we know, has had heavy inflation, double-digit inflation. And so they need to pay off some debts. So their goal is to leverage some of their gold, put it in London for a while, and hopefully pay off some of their debts, and then later, be able to repatriate that gold and take it back to Argentina. And we'll see if that story does happen for them. But
Let me ask you this, because I had a question and it just came up today from a friend of mine to ask one of my guests, and it was here's a good question of finance for your one. I'm not going to say the guest name on here, but if we go back to the constitutional dollar, how can contractual obligations be enforced if the values or terms of the fiat dollars in which they were penned are no longer in existence? So basically, a lot of people, a lot of my audience feels we're going to go back to gold back note, and that's what we cover extensively on my program. And then the answer was the business of America is business. We will do a transition, but it will be painful for most. That's why I discuss constitutional money frequently. Fed Reserve notes are not. So basically, a lot of people on my show are saying how we're going to transition into the system when this is all said and done, when the dust settles. I believe that the system needs to be completely taken down and revamped, and go back to a gold back note. And I've been told that the people that have owned the gold and silver are going to come out on the other end of this very well. The people that don't are going to be in a lot of trouble. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, and I would think, and this is the thing I would think about as a, and I'm hearing the same thing. A lot of people are asking me about that, but and I do think history repeats itself. So when we were on a gold-backed system, and you look at what happened in the early 1930s, this is what happened. So basically, gold was priced at $20 and about 70 cents per ounce, and then they basically said, "That's it. We're not going to use gold in the world anymore." In the US, you're not going to be able to use your $20 gold piece. You're going to need to turn that in. And they told everyone to turn that in. And this is where I tell people, beware of this situation, because I'll tell you what happened. In 1932, they said gold was worth $20.67. This is when the US was able to control the price of gold. They told everyone to dump their gold and turn it in. The next year, they changed the price of gold from $20.67 to $35. So what you don't want to do is you don't want to lose 59% of your value and listen to the government and turn your gold in. So what you're going to do is, and if this happens again, you're going to hoard your gold. And you know, they had stipulations that you could do it back then, and you're going to keep it, and you're going to wait, and you're going to wait it through, because if people think the prices are high now, wait till that happens. I mean, that if you look at that scenario, $20.67 to $35. If that happened today, gold's at 2,600. That means the gold we'd be trading close to 9,000.
What's that gold at right now?
It's about $2,600.
Damn. Last time I
Yeah.
talked to you was at like 21.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's moved tremendously
And
since we
isn't
last talked.
silver up to 30 something right now, or what is it at?
Silver's, yeah, silver's above 30. It's hovering right there.
What?
A lot of the talk has been actually around
Already?
silver. Yeah. Oh yeah. And so what I say is that if we do go back to a gold-backed standard, and that's where we're going, where could gold potentially go? And so we're in the midst of this bull run. It just started to happen. And you know, these are the things that make me concerned, because you have, you know, Kamala talking about doing price controls. Well, price controls is what they did in 1932, right? They told everybody the price of gold was $20.67, and then the next year they changed that price. We should never be talking about price controls. It's a free market. The only time that we've ever had price controls, and they don't work, but the only time we do it is during war. And that's, you know, is we're short on things. World War II, during different times, World War I, you need certain things, elements. You know, the government needs these things, so you do those things. But if you're not in a full-on war, you never talk about price controls, because you create all these supply and demand issues, and
And what
you create an artificial market that ends up making things just more expensive in the long run.
my audience needs to know is it's not the price of gold that's going up, it's the price of the dollar going down.
Yes, correct, exactly. Yeah, and that's
That's what's so scary about this. I mean, your
right, and that.
purchasing power of this dollar is declining, folks. You need to have something that you can preserve your wealth. So when we do go, if conspiracy, right? I have to put it this, allegedly, if we go back to a gold-backed note, you'll have something, right? I mean,
Well,
otherwise you have nothing, right?
and you just have to look at the chart. So when interest rates are high, which they were for almost 3 years, when interest rates are high and they lower them dramatically, go back the last 40 years and see what happens. Because in essence, what they're saying is that they're making the dollar weaker, right? Like, by them keeping rates up high, the dollar in theory should have been stronger. But what happened to gold? Gold has been rising through this whole time. But now that
Look
they're
no further
lowering.
than the BRICS nations. They're all ditching the dollar, going with gold,
Correct.
correct?
Correct. Correct. Absolutely. So you've had gold, it's already made a bull run. Now a lot of people are talking about silver. And you know, I talk about this a lot in my book, Silver is the New Oil, which is going to come out pretty much any day. I finished it finally. And I have really specific charts that talk about what silver can do in this next world, in this next economy. And I really talk about, I do think that silver is the opportunity that oil was in the late 1800s, early 1900s. I think it has the same potential to do the similar things that we've done. And we are transitioning. I mean, you look at the Middle East, you look at different parts of the world, they're all moving away from oil. Yes, they still have oil. We still use it. We still need it. But they're long term, we're thinking about making some significant changes. And I think that when you look at silver sitting at $30 still today, I think it's a tremendous opportunity. And we've just at Noble Gold, and we're, you know, one small microcosm of what's going on, we've seen tremendous buying of silver. Many seven-figure transactions in the last 60 days have been in silver alone.
So let me ask you this. A lot of people ask me, and I'm going to ask you, well, what do I do? I mean, if the economy busts and the dollar's worth nothing, how do I buy anything with silver? How do I buy anything with gold? I mean, is it going to get to that type of desperate situation?
Well,
What's your
silver would be, yeah,
response to
silver
that?
would be the perfect
But how do you
metal.
get change back from silver? Like,
Well,
oh, well,
no,
I got that loaf
absolutely.
of bread, but all I got is a silver coin here.
No, I mean, listen, you can exchange silver for dollars or silver for other items, right? I mean, it's a bartering instrument. A lot of people that I know keep silver in that specific situation. They'll buy silver coins, they'll buy silver rounds that are sitting at $30, and those are easy to change. I don't know if we're going to get to that point, but if we did get to that point, silver would make a lot more sense for trading and bartering than gold because of the
I've
price
heard
of
that
gold.
for a short time period, a short window, cash will be king for a while. And then as we come out of, like, in other words, you're going to need to have cash on you to buy small items, to buy this, to buy that. And then as the duration lasts longer, then that's when things get pretty severe.
I think
And you'll
people are
have to have
keeping
your silver
less.
levels.
Yeah, I think people, like, if you went back like 20 years ago, or even let's just say 16 years ago when I got into the gold business, I think there was this thing about keeping a certain amount of cash just to, but I think people are going much less into cash than they've ever have. I think they feel safer in having their money because at the end of the day, if the banks are paying 4% or 5%, gold this year is what, almost 30% up. They know that inflation is really dramatically much higher. If whatever a bank's going to pay you to keep money there, you got to know that they're making three or four times on your money. So the goal is to get the money to your returns to hit something like that. And nobody can guarantee what the returns are going to be in any investment, but the goal is you want to try to get money earning a better return to keep your cost of living the same.
Dude, I just went to the mini store down here at the hotel lobby, and I was like, wait, what? 50 something bucks for a Tylenol, a couple waters, and like a gum. And I was like, this can't be right. And I looked at it again. I'm like, no, it's right. This is absurd. This is crazy what's happening to the dollar right now. I
And you
went
know,
to lunch and it cost me 70 bucks, dude.
and you know why? It's because people are traveling, hospitality is really shrinking and down. And so hotels and these kind of places, they know that, if maybe a person was going to take, one to two trips a year, maybe they're only going to take one trip a year. And so they still have the same cost to run that hotel. They still have the same. So what they're going to do is they're just going to go, people are traveling less. We're just going to charge more to cover just to make sure that we can cover, what we're doing and keep things open for us. And what's interesting about hotels and Vegas and I behind the scenes, a lot of things are happening, but a lot of assets are being purchased in Vegas. A lot of hotels are being purchased. A lot of things are being acquired just as the real estate. A big real estate company just bought three or four hotels on the strip, and they just bought the real
Was
estate.
one of them the Mirage?
The Mirage was bought
Probably.
about a few years ago, but the Venetian and the Wynn and a lot of these were just bought. The land was just bought, and because people just want assets, people that's the thing people don't realize right now is that you have all these fractional investments, these equities, all these things out there that seem sexy and fun. But right now, when you're in a geopolitical tension, we have who knows what's going to be president, all these wars, it's a flight to safety. That's the key right now. It's all about a flight to safety. If we ever get back to more normal economy where the GDP is growing and we have a more healthy economy, then you could take some more of these risks. But in times like things, when things are really in trouble, that's when people are going to have this flight to assets they understand. And that's why gold and silver have really surged,
So
especially
gold and
this year.
silver is like your shelter in place.
It's like your insurance. It's like your inflation insurance. That's in essence what you're buying. And I think people are really seeing that, day to day. Obviously, their electricity costs, all their energy costs are going up. So they're looking at something that's really that safety. And the beauty is it's unlike real estate when they need it and they have to live. This year we have a lot of people with Noble Gold that are retired and they need this money to live on and they have it in their IRA and they've converted it. They can sell it. If they need money to loan, they can sell it at any day. Any day, there's no waiting period, there's no nothing. You call us, you need money, you sell it. And the thing that's really been interesting about us is that we don't consider ourselves like an investment firm because we don't control your assets. Just because we have a lot of gold and silver in storage, it's actually in the client's name, it's not in our name. But we did some calculations on what's actually in storage and how much is there. And it's amazing how much money and how much wealth has been created over the last few years for people that have bought gold and silver from us. And so even though it's not ours, it's theirs. I mean, we're talking billions of dollars in growth over the last few years that have happened to people that have converted into gold IRAs and silver IRAs. And now, they're in retirement. They may need the money. Maybe they want to travel. Maybe they want to do it. And they have this gold there ready to sell at any time, and people are living off this, and they're trying to have a normal and healthy retirement, which is I think the goal for everybody listening and everybody is you want to have the same quality of life when you're not working, and that's the beauty behind it. So also while we're here, if anyone does have an IRA with us, It's coming up at the end of the year. If you need to do a required mandatory distribution, please call us now. It takes some time to do that. So we want to make sure we get ahead of it. If you don't liquidate before the end of the year, the IRS comes after you. So you don't want to have that happen. You want to get ahead of them. And the rules are quite draconian. If you don't liquidate in that year, they'll tax you up to 50%.
Oh my gosh.
It's crazy. It's a really sad. So if anyone has an RMD that they have, if you're above 70 and a half and you have to start taking it out, call us. Let's get that handled for you. But it is a good time right now. People are looking at gold and silver and they're just happy that they got into it and they're able to keep up with all the rapid increase in prices and pretty much everything that we're, needing to live on day to day.
I've always been told, I've had like Jim Willey on and a few other financial experts that have come on, and they've always said the big indicators when silver reaches above what 30 is it, that that's when
30 is a threshold. I mean, the all-time high is still 50. So I still think, I mean, there's so few assets in the world that are in high demand that are still below the price of its all-time high, right? I mean, gold is, blown through its all-time high, blow through 2000, but silver's still sitting in the $30 range. It's one of those metals that it is volatile. I will tell people it's a volatile metal. A dollar up, a dollar down can happen very easily. But I think if you look at that 50, in my book I talk about, I really think 60 is the number that I would be really looking at, and I do think we're going to hit that number in the next few years. But that's the
Yep.
number.
I mean, when you say we're out of like would you say this is out of the ordinary what's happening right now? Would you say that it could happen probably, and could it happen in months? That would be a
60,
year. I mean,
I think 60, the number of six, because it'd have to blow through 50. It really depends on if they're going to do quantitative easing or not. I think they are going to do it next year. I think they are going to do quant. They're going to try to stimulate, open up the money supply. If they do that, then I think 60 could happen faster. If they don't,
you're
then
assuming that everything's going to close to like it's going to be business as usual. I'm saying that I don't believe that. I don't believe this is going to be business as usual. I think we're coming into a huge, huge train wreck, and there's going to be a transfer of power in every sense of the word, and things are going to change. See, people don't add that into the equation. Do you at least think about that? Are you like, well, there could be, I mean, call it conspiracy, call it whatever you want. It look what's happening right now. I mean, this isn't. Yes, it's bananas what's happening.
For me, I always look at what happened in history and I look at the gold price every day, silver and the trends and what happened. And I just try to like, I try to think of like what's happening today. Did it already happen in the past?
But what
And
if the Federal Reserve is gone? Let's say Mr. T gets in and all those things happen. Let's say there is a possibility we go back to the gold loan. I mean, that's going to be a game changer, correct?
that would
I
be,
mean,
yeah, that
BRICS
would
is
be.
already doing it. Why wouldn't we do it?
Yeah, the BRIC nation. Yeah, they're meeting. The BRIC nations are meeting in Russia October 22nd, 23rd.
I'm just saying. I mean, it seems to me like it's going
Yeah,
to
no,
happen
I mean,
here.
any of those things absolutely could. I'm conservative. So I look at like conservative, I look at what could potentially happen, and I just kind of look at what happened in history. And I just look at, even if none of those things happen, and I don't know if they are, but if you just look at the demand for silver, if you just look at like, all these data centers, like the amount of silver they need gold too. They need
Yeah.
gold in data centers too. But the amount of data centers we need today, and right now 4% of the world's data centers are here in the US, and it's going to continue to grow and grow. And they say we need to quadruple the amount of data centers we need because of this, the way that the world is set up. I mean, there's a lot of the world that's still catching up in terms of technology, right? A lot of countries in Africa, all over the world that still haven't, second, third world countries that are still trying to catch up. Once they do catch up, everyone's on their phone, right? Everyone's on the gadgets we're on now. They're all going to need data. Silver is a big component. So I just look at industrial uses. I look at what happened in the past. And yes, I mean, listen, if things do go haywire, if they go quantitative easing, there's all these scenarios that can happen. But at the end of the day, I think it's a good time for people to diversify. I think it's a good time for people to look at what we do. I know you're talking a lot about it on your show. And so, yeah, if anyone that's interested, contact us. Let's talk to a live person. We've partnered for a long time and we're all about customer service. Call us, talk to somebody here in the US. We're unlike any other company. We're not like trying to push you to some bot or do
Yeah,
something
no,
online.
that's what I love about your company. You talk to a person, you have great customer service.
Correct.
You help people, you hold people's hand along the way, correct?
Absolutely. That's the key to it all. We want high level white glove service, and I think people love that. And I think when you're talking about investment that is going to go through some very interesting times, you want to be able to call back in and say, "Hey, I got a question," or what's going on in my account or whatever it is. You want that. I don't think people just want to only look online at what's going on with their finances and what's going on with their future. They want to talk to a live person, and that's what we really focus on at Noble Gold.
What I can say from what I know from all the people that I've had on my shows is that we are heading into a very turbulent time. That I know. That I do know. And it's going to be a lot of choppy water, folks. We are heading into a storm. And I would say protect your wealth with gold and silver. That's just the most common sense thing I can come up with. So, Colin, I really appreciate you coming on. If
Absolutely.
you had a crystal ball, what would you say? What would you say you think it could go up to by the end of the year?
Well, it depends who wins the election, I would say. I
Yeah,
think
very
that
true.
if you look at,
That's it right there, right?
if you look at when Obama won his second, when his when he run his he won his re-election, I remember that the 60, 90 days after that, the US Mint sold more silver eagles than in the history of the US Mint after
Wow.
that. And obviously times are different, things are different now, but that was the last time we had, something kind of where people were really concerned. So I think that's really what it is. There's a lot of things happening. The Fed, is so tied into the government, right? As much as they're supposed to be independent, they really aren't. So I think the things to keep in mind are, if true unemployment numbers continue to go up, they're going to do something drastic. And I think that's why I think quantitative easing is going to, because big corporations right now are like, they're not ready to hire. They're
Yeah.
not really looking to grow. And what would push them to grow is money getting cheaper. And so I think that if unemployment
Nobody
continues,
wants to work. Nobody wants to work anymore.
that's a big.
I got to tell you, when I was checking in at the hotel here, I couldn't believe how long the line was. And then every
Oh yeah.
time someone at the front desk helped somebody, they would stop what they're doing after they helped somebody and go back and I don't know what, take a cigarette break. I don't know what they were doing. But dude, it's changed. Customer service is like, eh, I don't care anymore. It's like it's unbelievable what I'm witnessing here. Like, and the Gen Z, I mean, it's just like I don't know. I don't know where all this is going. Folks, get your gold and silver. That's all I can say. That's what I do know.
Yeah.
So I don't know, Colin. I thank you for coming on. Where do people find you?
Noble Gold Investments, or they can just call in 877 646 5347. Mention you heard us on the show, and we will take good care of you and give you all the information you need. And even if you're just at the beginning of your journey, call us. Let us send free information. Let me get you on the list for my book. Let's have a dialogue and ultimately get you the right information for you to make an informed decision when you're ready.
Or hit the link below, folks. It's as easy as that. Get started. Get your gold and silver. Colin, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks, David.